This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, February 15, written by Kurt Sellis. The Gate, from John 10. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Facing south in the massive square at the center of Beijing, China, stand the massive red walls and gate of Tiananmen, which means the gate of heavenly peace. It remains one of the grandest entrances in the world. In making his third I Am statement, Jesus talks about being like a gate for sheep. A gateway for sheep isn't nearly as imposing as palace gates. A sheep gate usually consists of a simple wooden entrance through which sheep pass to and from grazing fields. As humble as the image of a gate for sheep may seem, Jesus uses it to make an audacious claim about himself. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Though other gateways may offer a kind of salvation to a more meaningful life, whether they are ideologies, philosophies, or religions, ultimately they prove to be a dead end leading nowhere. Only Jesus can truly save. Through him we pass from death to life. He is the gate, the portal, the way to knowing God the Father as the creator of heaven and earth. Entering from death to life, submitting to God as our creator and sustainer, we find abundant life. Don't let the simplicity of this gate fool you. Jesus truly is the gate of heavenly peace. Do you hear his voice? How will you follow him today? Let us pray. O Jesus, gate to heavenly peace, by your Spirit's power lead us to abundant life in God our Father, and make us into a gateway by which others can know you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.